Joining us all the way from Toronto, Canada, is Mickey Fulp. He's a certified professional geologist and mining analyst covering the rare earth element sector, as well as a lot of the other commodities. You can find more about Mickey at mercenarygeologist.com.
Hey, Mickey, how you doing today?
Pretty good. I guess we had some technical difficulties with a hotel operator who didn't want to connect us here. So,
well, yeah, I was beginning to think you might have been in Montreal there, but I love Toronto. Great town in the summer.
Well, that's true, and I'm getting my weekly dose of winter here. Although it's been mild here this winter, there's no snow on the ground, which is quite unusual for this time of year.
Well, Mickey, we have a couple news items coming out this morning, particularly related to the uranium business. I saw two major announcements. One was the Cameco buying into the Avera project. That was around $150 million, it looks like. You want to talk about that?
Sure. Well, Cameco and Rio Tinto are basically pushing Areva, which is the French uranium giant, out of the Athabasca Basin. Areva's got some problems over the last year or so with non-profitable businesses. So we saw this acquisition today of the Millennium Project, which essentially buys Areva out of exploration in the Athabasca Basin. And that value is about $8 per pound in the ground. So that's significant in the uranium space.
And for the listeners, mercenarygeologist.com. Mickey specializes in rare earth metals and other things like that. It's Mickey, now, the LME copper stocks are currently at less than 300,000 per ton.
Well, that's, 300,000 tons, and that's about 5 days of world supply. So last time we talked, I told you what a bull I was about the copper business in the short to midterm, and this goes along with that record high cancel warrants. We talked about that. And we have ongoing supply disruptions right now. With First Quantum, there's a strike in Zambia. And we all probably know about Freeport, continued labor unrest at Grasberg and near Njiva. And, it came across the wires this morning that month over month production from Chile is off about 8%. So this all bodes well for the copper business going forward.
Now, Freeport has not, as of late, participated in this rally that we've seen. And, you know, I know they say that copper is the metal with the PhD in economics. Do you think where Freeport is and has been during this rally, I mean, it looked like it hit resistance up there with a 44 handle. It currently sits at, about a 42 handle.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the metal with a PhD in economics, or is this related to their labor woes?
Well, I think that's definitely related to Freeport's labor woes in at Grasberg. They thought they had that solved. The strike ended, if memory serves, right before the end of the year. But there's been some additional labor unrest and a short strike, and that's supposedly repaired right now. So in the long run, which is what FCX should be for anybody that's invested in the stock, the company continues to be, in my opinion, the best copper stock in the world. So, you know, this is not a short-term play, in my mind, with Freeport MacMoRan. This is something that you put into your stable and blue-chip investments and collect a dividend every year.
Now, is Freeport, you think, the best way to trade the copper market?
Well, it's one way to trade in the copper market, and as we've discussed before, I'm a guy who plays around in the junior resource sector. My favorite in that space right now would be Curis Resources with the ISR project in Arizona, still trading about a dollar. There's going to be, I think, some very positive news come out on Curis in the next few weeks. And, you know, it looks like a go. It looks like it's going to be robustly economic.
Is there a ticker symbol we can look at?
That would be CUV on the Toronto Stock Exchange.
CUV. All right, I've got you. Now, what other areas should we be looking at? I know you're liking platinum right now, despite the disruptions in South Africa.
Well, I can't say I would like platinum, but, you know, I'm a contrarian, and I like to buy at lows, and platinum was trading less than $1,400 an ounce back in October. There have been supply disruptions, which looks to me bullish for platinum in the short to midterm. There's been a violent strike in South Africa, and in Zimbabwe, you've got this creeping nationalism. So the Zimbabwean government has an 8% holding in Zimplats, and they just announced in the last couple of days they're going to force Zimplats to give them a 30% holding. So you see this kind of creeping nationalization of the platinum industry in Zimbabwe, formerly called Rhodesia. So this is the Great Dike of Rhodesia. And we've seen that reflected in the platinum price right now. We talked earlier about platinum to gold ratio. It was unusual. It was less than one. It got down to 0.92. Platinum gold ratio is almost at par right now, and I expect it to be at par in the short term.
Now, you're liking graphite in here.
Well, I think graphite's the next big thing in the junior resource sector. It reminds me a bit of what happened in the rare earth sector in mid-2009. No one knew about it, and then all of a sudden it becomes the next big thing. I think that's where graphite is headed in 2012. My favorite in that commodity would be a very new company that traded for the first day of on Monday called Flinders Resources. It came roaring out of the gate, went as high as a little bit above $3. It looks like it may settle into the $2 range. This is something that's very tightly held with a graphite past producer in central Sweden and a goal of being production in 2 years. Now, while I'm talking about this, I need to tell you that I am a shareholder of Flinders Resources. I'm a shareholder of Curis Resources, and they are both paying sponsors of my website.
All right. Now, for a listener listening to us today, and we're talking graphite, copper, I mean, would you explain why they want to add these sort of investments to their portfolio?
Well, I would caution anybody doing this that I don't consider these investments. I consider them speculations. To me, an investment is something that you know has some sort of guaranteed return on your capital. These are very high-risk venture capital stocks. But with the major markets right now on quite a bull run, we will see additional monies flow into speculative and venture capital stocks. The TSX Venture is up 14% this year. So I look at this period of time with the view that the major markets are going to continue to be healthy and that speculative stocks will become more in demand as people take more risk with their money.
Of course, for any of the individual investors out there that want to engage in some of these more speculative type plays, it's very important to do your own due diligence first. Mickey, tell our listeners how they can learn more about some of the informational services that you offer.
Well, a big part of my business is educating lay investors, and I run a free subscription service. I mentioned that I run a sponsorship-based model where companies I am invested in pay a fee to be advertisers on my website. So that's mercenarygeologist.com, and my writings are called Mercenary Musings, and it's all for free, and there's a lot of information there, educational information, in a series I do called A Primer for the Lay Investor.
Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist, a regular contributor and friend of our show. Mickey, it's always a pleasure.
Likewise, Alan and Jason, I look forward to talking to you again. And I always like the music you have on your station.
Well, I know what you like. I will make sure I got Stevie Miller for you the next time.
Well, that's one of my favorite bands.
All right. Well, you know, just send me a list. We'll make sure you got your own music.
Okay, thank you very much, guys.
Enjoy it up there in Toronto. And I would bring some of those loonies home with you. They appear to be more valuable than the U.S. dollar.
Well, they're headed that way, it looks like.
Yeah, they are. Now, they're down 0.2% on the day, but it's on par with the dollar right now. I'd take the loonie over the dollar any day.
Well, the problem with the loonies is you got to carry them around in your pockets. They don't have $1 and $2 bills. So I prefer actually the U.S. dollar because it doesn't wear holes in my nice suit pants. So
that may be the problem. Mickey, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jason and I are going to be back on the other side of this break. We've got some information on that revised GDP figure we think you ought to hear.
Another day's at end. Mama said.